Random House Audio presents The Last Christian by David Gregory. Read for you by Lincoln Hoppe. Prologue. April 3rd, 2088. I see your neurons firing, Ray. The voice was familiar, one Ray Caldwell had known for decades. Bryson Nichols' face came into view overhead. I must be on my back. He had no such sensation. He tried to turn his head to the right, then the left. It didn't respond. He tried moving his fingers. No sensation. Panic swept through him. He was paralyzed. I brought you back to consciousness to let you know about the procedure. The procedure? On whom? There were no more procedures scheduled. Caldwell had canceled them all. Nichols' face slid in and out of view as he hovered above and behind, wielding surgical instruments with which Caldwell was all too familiar. No. He wouldn't. Nichols spoke calmly as he worked. I do so apologize for having drugged you, but it was the only way. You know how much I've valued our working relationship, our friendship, these many years. I'd never do anything to jeopardize that friendship. But you were acting nonsensically, Ray. Halting the procedures at this point was sheer madness. I told myself it was the onset of disease, that you weren't thinking straight.